Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So you have kind of an agenda. One of the things you folks do at the center is research, and you've got a research agenda that you've put together, and at the top of the list is viability of small communities in rural Minnesota. How did that make the top of the list? Was the most popular item?
It was. We survey about 1,500 people around the state and ask them what they would like to see us do research on. And that was one of the topics that came up. And as we went through the winnowing out process, that was the one that kept floating to the top in the popularity contest. And so that was the one that came out at number one.
So that's something that you folks obviously are going to try and tackle first. And I'm curious, how do you define these small communities? Is there a definition of that?
Well, you can pick pretty much whatever number you want, but there are about 850 incorporated cities in Minnesota, and about 500 of them have a population of less than 1,000. And so that's a lot of very tiny cities all
no
over
doubt.
The state.
It would be hard to run a city with that low of a tax base, I'm guessing. And, of course, we know that the LGA situation hasn't really improved for those small
right.
communities. I think they probably still get some, but I doubt if they've seen any increases in that over the last number of
yeah,
years.
Yeah, probably not. And a lot of these cities in greater Minnesota are just, you know, facing a population decline just mm-hmm. from, you know, people leaving. And so it is an issue that they're dealing with. The tax base, you know, LGA or no LGA, the tax base is just, it's difficult to keep up services at on a shrinking tax base like that.
So anecdotally, since the research hasn't started yet, but what do you think some of these really small communities are doing to try and sort of deal with this reality?
Yeah, well, some of them have just decided that they're going to change the nature of their town. If they're in any kind of proximity to a larger city, say Wilmer or Marshall or something like that, they've just decided they're going to become a bedroom community, kind of like a suburb of that town, and they'll just make themselves a nice place to live, you know, and do their economic development that way instead of trying to be their own, you know, be all and end all.
Almost like heads on beds, it equals
exactly.
It equals prosperity in
yeah.
a way. Okay.
And some towns over the years have just chosen to just plain unincorporate and not be a city anymore and just go back to being part of the township.
And so that would save in terms of some of the services that they wouldn't have to pay for anymore.
Right. They wouldn't have to have that city form of government anymore. They don't have to have the city charter. And there are, you know, many services like police that they wouldn't be required to have anymore. Lots of aspects of road maintenance. And it just takes, you know, a lot of the burden off of the tax base.
Interesting. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that research when it comes out. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.